listening to Jan Talk.
Go.
We in the jungle, baby.
Number one.
Yo, 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 it's the Gen Talk Podcast, and today we're talking about, can you live life without a significant other? So,
you explain that, do the arm tight again, Drew.
You want me to start off?
Nah, you just get going, roll with
it.
Yeah, can reiterate what you were saying.
Can you do everything in your normal life and not without having like a significant other by your side? Like, can you do everything without being lonely? Can you handle being lonely and all that? So,
can you handle it?
I really can't. You know, them lonely spells kick in and you want to start calling some people, you know what I'm saying? Like your ex and all that. We all been there recently. I have, but yeah. Yeah,
I don't think a spouse though.
He's a what?
He said a spouse.
I mean, like when you, but I get what he's saying. But I'm saying, like, if you're gonna do that and you're gonna go year by year just being by yourself, you know what I'm saying? And you just having had a bond with somebody before then, you're gonna get lonely. You're gonna be like, maybe that's the one for me. That's how I feel. And, you know, I don't know about speaking of other, but, you know, me, myself, I would like a spouse because I would like to share my experience and my accolades with another person. But at the same time, some people are just could be lonely by themselves. Not saying they're lonely, but they could do stuff and function in life without that. But I just feel like you're doing all this stuff, you're being successful. You want to, like, settle down and just share it with somebody and just grow together and all that. That's just me.
I will say, lately, I feel like I can do this shit by myself because it's just been less stressful for me.
Think so?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that I've grown accustomed to being by myself, so I think I can actually do it by myself too. Maybe when I turn, if I live to see, turn by 50, 60, you know, I'll probably want that companionship, you know, somebody to, you know, be there for me or whatever. But right now that I'm still young and I can do for myself, I'm straight. Like, I can just, I mean, I would love to have somebody, but I'm not going to die. And I'm not at home just, like, super lonely where I just need to just go chill with somebody or something like that because it's less stressful.
Yeah, you're a lot less stressful.
A lot less. Like, I come home on the daily, like, damn, you know what I'm saying? This shit is, like, refreshing. Come home, relax. You ain't got to worry about nobody. Ask you 5,000 questions. Nobody want to argue. Nothing like that. And it's just
in with nobody.
Go high, please. I ain't got to have nobody jealous about nothing. Like, I like it. Like, It's better than what I was doing a year and a half ago, like just arguing all the time and just it was too much at one point. So I can definitely see myself doing this for a few more years. I don't think it's gonna, you know, affect me in any kind of way.
So you think as we get older and mature, we start, like, you think that'll be like later in the late 30s or stuff? Is a great year, like a great age to go ahead and settle down?
Yeah, maybe late 30s, early 40s. But, I mean, 30s is the new 20s now. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
I feel like I look better and feel better than I did when I was in my early 20s. I'm saying, you know, by, you know, working out or whatever. Like, so just because I'm 30 don't mean nothing. And you ain't got to slow down just because you're 30.
Yeah.
Hell, when we hit 40, we probably think that's the new 30s.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
it ain't like the 90s. Back in the 90s, if you 30, they look at you crazy. Like, you ain't married yet. Something wrong with you or some shit like that. But nowadays, everybody's just living their life and, like, achieving their goals and all that. And that's one thing about being, like, by yourself. You can go ahead and take care of your business and get established before you try to even look for somebody. You ain't really, like you said, you ain't got nobody to ask you 1,000 questions and all that stuff. I'm not saying, you know, you can go on dates and all that, but you ain't exclusive to somebody and you have the obligation to, you know, attend to that person. You focusing on yourself. So,
you know, ain't nothing wrong with chatting with somebody, but with me, like, I hit somebody up and they just be rambling and rambling. I'm like, man, I should just shouldn't even say nothing in the first place. I'm on fucking business.
Why you say like that?
No, it's late, man.
No, I'm just saying, what, like, what they be rambling about?
Just like stuff, like it would just be stuff you don't care about. You ain't trying to be rude enough. It's just like it don't pertain to you. Like it's not even an issue in your own life.
Oh, they be dumping their bearings on you and all that. Like they wanna,
yeah, like they might get carried away and all that. Like, well, and you don't really have much to say about it because you can't. So, might be something you can't relate to or some shit.
Mm.
So lately, I hit a few people up now every now and then, but I don't try to like keep the conversation going no more. I just the stuff just comes up on my end. I just this shit I gotta handle, and I just forget about responding back. So I just gotta handle my own shit.
Yeah,
because I've been thinking like, when if I ever did get like exclusive with somebody, and I gotta get back used to talking on the phone all the time. Like, I legit do not like talking on the phone. That's one thing. I know I say I got an old soul, but I do not like talking on the phone. Like, just text me so I can respond back to you when I'm ready to.
Yeah.
Like, that's legit one of my flaws. Like, I guess, I mean, I wouldn't say I'm bad with communication because me and my ex, we used to text all day, like, while he was at work, while I was at work. But I think that was because I was used to him and, you know, we was in the whole relationship versus somebody I'm just chilling with or talking to. Like, I don't want to text you all day. Like, definitely don't want to talk to you on the phone all day. So man. I think me being by myself is kind of, that's kind of messing me up too, because I'm thinking like, damn, like somebody might want to call me, talk on the phone all night. Nigga, I want to go to sleep at a certain time. I don't want to talk on the phone all night. So yeah, that's definitely something that, I don't know. I think It's just, the world is just getting, I don't know. I think we get stuck in our ways, man, at the end of the day.
You ain't lying, because I'd like my peace. And that's the thing, you have to share your peace. You have to share your time.
You definitely want to do that.
Yeah, you got to share everything. You get in a relationship. Then thing is, no one is completely single anymore. So you got to deal with a lot of stuff nowadays.
Right. You got to think about the drama that come with, like, that's what I said, like, no offense to nobody, but like that's the one reason why I don't care to date people with kids, because I just don't want to deal with nobody's baby mama.
And it'd be like both ways too, because like the baby mama might be sometimes be causing problems, or the baby daddy might be causing problems, and I'm gonna take it a step forward. Sometimes it'd be that itch they never got over. That's why I say, once you never, I would never date nobody that's got out of a relationship, just got out of a relationship, because they're gonna, like I say, they never close the door. So they ain't single. You might be a rebounder. You just might be there to fill a void that they trying to this person, that they think this person gonna take them back or something like that. Because people, like, know what I say, that's why something might be going on and stuff. You never know. Like, I ain't trying to, like, you walking somewhere and wonder why people don't like you, because dang, you might be part of a scheme. Think you're in a relationship talking to somebody, but you might be part of a scheme.
Part of that roster.
Yeah.
I gotta be telling Trav every day at work, that day and shit is dead. You might as well just do what the fuck you want to do.
You think so?
Yeah, it dead.
Yeah, it dead.
I know you're never the only one. I know you're always like in competition with everybody, but once you find out that you're competition, she'd be like, I'm not about to compete for your, you know what I'm saying, be number one. I mean, I think there's some genuine people out there that still want to date and all that, but at the same time, hey, like you said, you got to keep your head on the swivel.
Yeah. But it might be some out there, but you gotta study, or you gotta know that person well. Like I said, it's certain things you can't do. Like, I wouldn't recommend nobody do. Like, you gotta see how that person you, like, it's like buying a new car. You gotta do your car facts on people. Like, like, how long they been out of a relationship? How did their last relationship go? What like, do it? Are they soul tied people? Like, it's all kind of shit. Like I said, a lot of people aren't completely single. They come with some baggage. Like, it's still somebody else.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And like you said, when they get out of a relationship, you already know they could fall back at any given time. Like, look, yeah, you're sweet and all that, but I just feel like I'm gonna work things out with my ex or something. Mm-hmm.
And that'd be the most scariest part, especially when you don't try to commit to this person and you think, oh, are you doing all the right things? But soon that, like I always said, soon that honeymoon phase, like, it's over. Like, you don't feel that void. They didn't get in their last situation. Now you don't feel that void. Now they think like, oh, maybe I should go back and see what my ex is talking about. Now you pretty much like looking like a fool.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm on it. I'm on the mode now. Like, if you want to date me, you got to show me.
Yeah,
I know I'm going to do my part, but half day people be half-assing. And that's just kind of wasting.
Preach. Half-assing.
I know how I am. I'm gonna do what I can, like, to keep everything going. But if you ain't giving me the same energy, shit. Then that's why I be focusing on myself.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of people. Let's see, a lot of people don't lose themselves in relationships, so they don't know who they are. So shoot, they just be jumping from person to person. Like, this don't work out here. Well, this person is doing something on, like, so I'm jumping a new relationship. Now this person ain't doing something on, like, so I'm jumping another relationship. So you, like, people don't really know who they are. They just out here dating recklessly and just say, just looking for something they don't even know what they want.
They get dismissive easily. You do something wrong, you could chew crooked. You could probably sneeze ugly. They'll probably get rid of your ass. Mm-hmm. Like, everybody just, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You look at their flaws and you don't even know if that person's the right. You don't even know that you at the tip of the iceberg. You don't know the full person. And you just see a bunch of people on Twitter got their whole thread. What was the dumbest reason you stopped talking to somebody? Somebody said they the way they was chewing their food or some shit like that.
Yeah, I seen that on TikTok. It's just like, yeah, them people, like,
let your ass have a goofy ass laugh.
Yeah.
Exactly.
For real. Yeah, man. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? He's like dating hard. People don't know how to date. People just say, we just say, either it's conditioned. Like, I'm dating just I'm trying to get somebody. It is one or two reasons. So I'm trying to get someone. I'm trying to get some sex. One or two reasons why people are just out here doing, like, people are not dating, getting knowing about it. I feel like they can potentially spare people.
Some people just can't be lonely. Like, they told me she just cannot be lonely. Like, and I'm like, me, shoot. Yeah, I can do that with no problem. But some people, they just, I don't know what it is.
But I'd rather be lonely by myself than lonely in a situation. Like, you just, we waste some time. Like, only reason we together because either, somebody don't want to be lonely. So we just, we're going to fake it. And we're gonna end up, because what happened, you're gonna end up disliking that person, possibly hating that person, because, like, damn. And especially being around a person a lot. That's why sometimes, like, in a relationship, you gotta sometimes miss this person. Give each other time to miss each other. Like, yeah, like, and a lot of times too, people will get to that point, they're not happy with themselves. So they feel like lonely. By them being lonely, like, damn, that means you gotta spend time with yourself, so they start saying they flaws and shit like that. But you can't be like that.
Hell
yeah. Yeah, I know. I was I think it was maybe The Shade Room, maybe another source, but what's everybody, Lorenz Tate.
Yeah.
Him and his wife, they sleep in separate rooms, separate beds. I didn't really read the whole article.
Oh yeah, I seen that too.
Yeah, but some people agree with that. Just like I mentioned a while back, a girl that I follow on Instagram, she said that her and her husband live in separate houses, and it works for some people. I mean, I know it sounds crazy, but, you know, I guess that, you know, helped them out. You know,
it's genius, yeah. Because think about last year, what happened last year. A lot of people broke up, a lot of marriages went down the drain only because you was at home with that person for damn near a year. And you got to see the real person, like, too much of something. Now, what they say, I always say too much of something is all is with the scroll and make it bad. Yeah. So sometimes, like, though I said, like, I don't see how people, like, be married and work at the same place where their spouse at. Like, I couldn't do that. You'll never get a chance to enjoy you. Because the person always around. So a relationship or in the marriage, you gotta have, like I said, you gotta have time to miss that person. So you gotta be able to, what they always say, if you can let this person, like, not necessarily in that sense, let them go when they come back, like, but you gotta give that person that space. Everybody need that space. I don't care what you own. That's the key to, I think that's the key to longevity in marriage, is to giving the space. Like, God, now you don't want to be up under a person all the time. Drive you crazy.
That clingy shit's cute for a little bit, and then as a long term, you overstimulate, you know what I'm saying, the relationship, then that spark goes away.
Yeah.
And I get what you're saying. Just set, like, yeah, like you said, build it up. Like, that's one thing. You can, when you with somebody or you're in a relationship with somebody, y'all break up and it be a few years or something. The next thing y'all know, y'all just meet up. You like what Shell posted with Nelly saw Ashanti. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure when they was going out together, and then it just faded away. And I'm pretty sure years passed, he see Ashanti looking good and all that. You always see how giddy he was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So. Mm-hmm. Damn Cornell.
That's what happens.
I mean, like a little kid, candy stove.
You know what I'm saying? That's what happens. Sometimes you guys got to miss that person. Like, damn.
Yeah, you got to miss them, like, because.
And then if they were to get back together, it's going to be the same thing all over again.
Yeah.
See, that's why breakups are important. And the reason not to jump back in another relationship. When you break up, that means time you got to focus on, damn, what did I do wrong?
Where you got to learn from it. Like, some people, they not learning. I'm like, what the heck?
So, like, so in it, like, people, like, I'm in this relationship, I'm getting, and again, just been jumping to a new relationship. You ain't learning shit. Your relationship is doomed. Pretty much. Because you ain't get a chance to learn you. And see, what I need to work on. Damn, I need to work on this. Maybe I need to work on
that. And the ones that take a while to get back in the relationship, they are the ones that's learning, because you don't want to jump back into another one and make the same mistake all over again.
Exactly.
Yes.
I'm taking my precious sweet time.
Yeah, me too. You gotta take your time. Like, and a lot of times, especially when you tell people that, they be trying to press you, like, oh, you just don't want to what they say, you just don't want to, just using that as an excuse. But now that's some real talk. Well, I'm gonna just get out of a relationship and want to get back in another one first without fixing my flaws and working on me first.
That's better, man.
Being single, like, especially after a long relationship, like, you don't want to just.
Yeah. Just want to be a better man, a better person, because you never know. Because let's just say you fix yourself halfway and then you get in a relationship and then y'all end up getting married. You know what I'm saying? Are you mentally prepared to go to that next level? It's like levels to stuff. It's all about healing.
Yeah.
If you ain't fully healed, it's going to be good longer than your relationship will probably get longer than the last one. Probably last longer than the last one. And then you'll get to the next level. Did you fully heal to get to that next level?
Yep. You don't want no past trauma to spill over to a new situation. So you got to take time to heal first. Heal and fix. Work on you. Make sure your mental right. Like, because like you said, you don't want to, like, just jump in something new just to fill a void. And you probably meet somebody who is real good for you, and you end up damaging that person because you weren't healed and properly ready to date again.
Because you be looking at your past flaws and all that, you be like, damn, I done came a long way. And then you just got to continue building and building, and don't let, like, your emotions, don't let other people pressure you to date this person or get in a relationship with this person. Shit, you got one goal. You got one life. You got one goal at this motherfucker. Take all the time you need. Enjoy life. Travel. Do all that. But at the same time, focus on yourself and heal yourself.
Yeah, so you
can be happy. But and know your worth too. Always know your worth. Don't settle for stupid ass shit. When you do good things for, like, you know what I'm saying, people just don't, you know, they don't take your worth from nothing. And then they try to use you in the, when you get with them or be in a relationship, they just use you and they treat you like shit. Yeah. Just know you better than that.
Yep. Basically, stop selling because you're lonely. Stop selling because you need maybe sex. Stop selling because you might need some money or something, need somebody to help you. Then start selling. Work on you. Get yourself right. Get yourself in position so you can make decisions like, oh, I can choose who I date. Not accept who I date. It's different.
Yeah. Preach on, preacher.
Exactly. Preach. What they said, being complacent, that feeling of comfort is like a bad feeling. You shouldn't feel that all the time because you ain't going to go nowhere. You got to struggle sometime. Every time you be having them lonely feelings or them late nights, you want to hit up some so-and-so and they know they ain't good for you. Sometimes you got to fight that urge.
Yeah.
Jack off.
Yeah, you just got to fight them urges. You got to control your emotions and stuff. And that's one thing, when you're too emotional and all that, you know what I'm saying? You got to know.
Vulnerable.
Huh?
Anybody who's too emotional while trying to date or recover, they're very vulnerable. So they're going to choose anything. Anything, any small thing to make them feel better, they're going to choose because they're vulnerable. So, yeah. And them are the ones who mostly are going to become damaged because you're vulnerable. So you can... The thing, that small thing that makes you feel good at that moment is going to end up ruining you for long term because, hey, you just chose something because you was vulnerable to the situation.
Exactly.
So, no, I tell anybody, hey, man, take your time with dating. Don't be fooled by the glitz and glamour. I think that's the thing is a lot of people be fooled by the glitz and glamour, like by the Facebook, social media posts and stuff, like going on trips. That shit ain't always what it is. Like a perfect relationship is often it's the hardest lie. Because that shit, like all of us have been in a relationship, we know that shit is hard work. That shit is nerve-wracking, stressful, and all that shit. Trying to maintain peace and just trying to maintain that shit is hard.
Yeah. You gotta know if somebody gonna have your back.
Yeah, who truly genuine. And like, have you, like genuinely, like
I say, you gotta prove it.
Yeah,
words don't mean shit. You have sex with me, you give me the best sex of my life. Don't mean shit.
Nah, see, there was a lot of people be fooled by this shit. Think, oh, just cause you get having sex, like, oh, this person loves me, or this person care about me. Nah, shit, nah. Don't go like this.
You just gotta do that. You gotta work. Everything takes work. Everybody want to take shortcuts. Everybody wants to show off the person they got, and then you get looked like the fool because that person's not on the same, you know, sheet of music as you.
Yeah.
In the relationship, but everybody got to work on it. It'd be a good time to just work on yourself. If you don't want to be able to have a significant other and all that, just work on you and enjoy your life. And when you're ready, just be ready. Don't never put an age on shit either. Cause people they can wait till they got dang 45 and they'll probably find the love of their life. And people get scared when they say they're 45, man. Just enjoy life. You never know what's gonna happen next year.
I know it. You never know.
Day by day.
Day by day. I think everybody just people need to start taking like self-care days and just get up and go somewhere by themselves some days. Probably just gonna take a trip.
That's what I'm finna do. I'm finna get me a massage. I might get me a fucking facial. I don't even know what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna take care of my damn self.
Get that facial. That shit be looking like it's relaxing.
You know what I'm saying? Go do some shit you never do. Be like you thought you'd never do shit. Just go fucking go get a ticket and go to Houston and just enjoy yourself.
No, you said get a ticket and go to Houston. I said, I wish I could do that on my own.
Nah, you don't need to go. You're a female. Don't do that, Vice.
Well, yeah, go, bring a friend or something. Because people is crazy. But I'm just saying, like, just go somewhere, like, or just not even turn off your phone. Just detox. Just detox from the internet, social media.
And that shit is peaceful.
I ain't gonna lie. I turned off my phone one day. That shit was so just, it was just, yeah.
See, I detox from Facebook now a lot, but I don't really know about turning off my phone because as soon as my mama called me and I don't answer, she comes to my house if she said something wrong. So I don't really have to turn my phone off, but definitely Facebook. And I've been doing it a lot. And the only reason why I get back on to show people that I'm still alive. And you know what I'm saying, breathing or whatever. Ain't nothing going on. I ain't depressed. Cause my friends did text me or whatever, thinking something wrong with me. I'm depressed. I'm like, nah, sis, I'm good over here. It's just I'm trying to steer away from the negativity all the time. But yeah, that is, I think everybody need to do that. Do some kind of social media cleansing.
Yeah. I go 2 hours without responding. Somebody gonna think that something happened. Somebody think I escaped off somewhere.
We know.
Where am I at? Come back in work. Come back in the morning. Hey guys, where you been?
Shut the fuck up.
But yeah, you should just have a day. You know what I'm saying? Enjoy life, man. Everybody should just enjoy life. Just treat yourself. And that's one thing. People don't treat themselves.
Enjoy life.
Yeah.
You at this point, you should be selfish because you need to enjoy your life because you only got one life to live.
At one, especially 30 something. Yeah, you should be doing everything you want to do. And now, that's like I said, you don't necessarily need no partner to do that because, especially if that partner, y'all ain't on the same level, not just mentally and on a mental level, but financially. But like, yeah. Like everybody's like you said, it's your life. You just gotta, enjoy.
Yeah, somebody supportive.
Yeah,
don't let nobody bring you down. Like if they in your circle bring you down, I don't think you should. No, you shouldn't do this. No, if they just bring you down and just a damn Debbie Downer, you don't need to be around them. Have some people gonna uplift you, even if it seems unattainable or some shit. Just hey, man, go just do it. You never know. That's how you gotta have a good support system. You just got people who's just gonna be there for you, tell you the truth, even when it hurts, and just gonna be there to support you. And if you hit rock bottom, they'll be here to lend a hand.
Yeah, they gotta be like your people, like that. They always say you can tell a person's future by who they hang around. So yeah, you got, yeah, they determine a lot of what a person got going on or doing.
Yeah. Damn it.
This people, is your life. To me, nowadays, like people just in relationships, like with somebody, just say they with somebody, just to like for validation. Because if all you see is people that's not really happy, like you just they just I'm with this person just not to fill a void, not that I love this person, but you don't like people are just together. Coexisting with each other, pretty much.
Yeah.
I think it's people that's in love with each other, but they're not for each other.
Yeah.
Mm. I mean, it's some people that love each other to death, but they're just not meant to be with each other. They bring each other down, and that's just how life is. I mean, you could think you and this person are supposed to be meant to be together for the rest of your life, but as soon as you get living together and handling your finances together, having children together, stuff just changed, and that's just life.
I want to know why is that? Like, when people start having children, the relationship sour.
I don't know.
That shit, this is like, it happens so much. Like, that's what I want to know.
You know, people get jealous. They said people really do get jealous about their children loving, the other person. Like, if the mama has the babies and they love the daddy, like they're more of a daddy's person, they really get jealous, and that really sours the relationship too. I ain't even know that.
Yeah, I ain't know that.
Never heard that.
That's what I heard. Some people say they get like jealous. Like little things can mess up a relationship. Like when they have babies, then you're not, you know, you're tending to the baby more. Y'all not going out more. Y'all gotta go do this. It's like you got another mouth to feed. You gotta attend to it. It's another responsibility. And sometimes that gets in the way with, oh, I wanted to do this when we were single. Oh, well, I feel like since we had the baby, I can't go out more, or I can't do this or do that. And then that sours the relationship.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what happened.
But I don't have kids, so I can't see. This is what I see. So I don't have kids. I'm just saying.
Nah, that's true. That what happened with me. But like when my daughter's mom told me she was pregnant, I was like, well, automatically my head said, well, things about to change for real. So like you said, main focus is on the baby. So that's what we did. We went ahead and bought cribs, got all the baby stuff ready to be prepared and all that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can see how a lot of people bump heads when it comes to that. Because, you know, before the kid, you living your life, y'all doing things you want to do, even, you know, going your separate ways. He do something with his friend, you do something with yours. But then once you have that baby, and then the mom has to be in the house 9 months plus, and, you know, a lot of times the daddy, he can go as he won't come and go, whatever. Then, you know, the mom start getting jealous, and then she start fussing. And, you know, then y'all bumping heads and arguing all the time. So I think that has a lot to do with, because now mom can't live her life like she used to live. So now she's mad at dad for it.
Yeah, we had that problem too, because, like, we worked at the same job. They knew she was pregnant. She was, what's it called? Maternity leave.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I was doing my part. Like, I would just work and come home. We in Florida, I don't really know nobody except the people we work with. And, like, her friends at work, it was like, hey, you should come hang with us after we get off. I'm like, so y'all know so-and-so is pregnant, right? So I'm not just going to leave at the house and all that. But, like, they're like, oh, no, she'll be all right. She good. And I was like, y'all really fucked up for that. But I ain't never addressed it like that, because I ain't trying to have no drama. So I was like, you really got some fake people, but like people don't, like the person that's doing their part in a relationship or when the baby's involved don't really get acknowledged for it.
Yeah.
I just be like, man, I ain't the club type person in the way. I don't know y'all like that. I'm just go home and do my part with her, because at the end of the day, that's one issue I don't need to come home to.
Yeah. Every day Michelle look at me, don't have kids. I'm like, huh? She's every day.
Man, look, and that's a crazy part, because when I used to work at my, you know, old pediatrician job, people used to tell me that all the time. You got kids? Good. Don't have none.
That's all they say. And then, like, dudes at my job, they don't know who they are. But dudes at my job, they look at me and say, you sing? Yeah. Don't get married. Why? Hey, they don't get married. I'm telling you.
That's their fault.
What I just saying? They're looking at the air like 5 minutes. Don't get mad. Just live your life. Be singing. You do it when you're ready. I think they did it when they were young. I don't know, but
yeah, a lot of times they married when they was like when they was young. Then you got people out there that's marrying because they're in a bad situation. They know marrying somebody like in better their situation. Like a lot of people marry for help.
Just like you always say, that honeymoon phase, puppy love. And yeah. They want to get married, and then they find out that it ain't really what they thought it was going to be. A lot of this stuff is lust, for real. Because if you think about it, when we see somebody, the first thing we're attracted to is the way they look. So we want to get to know them, talk to them, whatever. And then they might be talking about a little something, might be telling you something you want to hear. And then next thing you know what I'm saying, you kicking in or whatever, doing what you do, and then it all lust. Then when you decide to take it further, maybe want to move in, ooh, child, go down here after that. Even though I haven't did it yet, but I know what it it comes with. So
yeah, you're right, those. Cause I don't care who he is. I don't care how good the sex is. Guys are wild, that shit gonna be like, damn, what's next? Conversation like, God damn, y'all know what I'm saying? I know everybody been there and start looking at person. Yeah, do you still here?
Hey, yo, man. That's what I said, man. I'm good. So I'm good and old, man. I just need that companionship. I just need you to take me to my doctor's appointments. And we watch the news together, go to bed at 8 o'clock. To we, you know what I'm saying, to the Lord take us on.
Hey, yo. Bones of real stuff, when you living together, you just really, all your flaws got to be in order. Like, everything you got, hey, I'm just going to have to change. If you really love that person, you really like, all right, I'm going to get my flaws together. So, you know what I'm saying? Because you're going to be around each other majority of the time, and they're going to really see the real you.
Yeah, yeah.
So, whatever you got going on, just go ahead and fix it. And then when you're ready to move in, you'll be ready to move in.
I love y'all think a couple should be together before they consider moving in.
Shit, don't ask me because I wasted no time.
I waited two. I said 2 years. After 2 years, I said, let's get it.
Have you moved in with somebody?
We were about to, and then we broke up.
If you got your shit together, then yeah.
It was like almost going on 5 years, and I still wasn't ready. But that just me. I'm stuck in my ways.
But she told me go ahead.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
But now she told me she like. All right, so she know I talk, but look, anyway, I just recently talked to my ex, and we was on the phone for a long, long time. We was just talking about, just reflecting on stuff, and so she told me when we was like, she was nervous at the fact that we was gonna move in together because she wasn't ready for that stuff, and I understood that, and I think that's where it was like, it was cold feet. The whole thing was like, this is happening, and all that stuff. So. And I understand that sometimes when you get into a relationship and you about to move in together, like, dang, this may be it. It gets nervous. Everybody gets nervous. And I think that's one thing. You got to know when you're ready. You got to know when you're ready.
Yeah, you got just can't rush it in because you, like you said, don't get caught up in the honeymoon stage shit and make a decision.
What were you about to say, Chef? Yes, y'all. Yeah, I'm taking that point.
I forgot what I was about to.
You say it was 5 years before you even. It was 5 years and you wasn't even.
Oh, yeah, almost 5 years. And I'm just saying that I'm stuck in my ways, but I forgot what I was going to say after that.
No. Yeah. Well, how long did I wait? I think I waited.
Y'all only got about 2 years, though, Drew. Y'all
it was close. 2 years before y'all moved in, wasn't it?
No, we. That's why we moved to Florida.
Oh, shit. That was. Oh, yeah. Wait a minute.
Yeah, it wasn't even.
It was a year.
It was a year. And then we were just tired of Columbus, and then we just ducked off.
Yeah.
Yeah, we did. Yeah, it seemed like it was sooner than that.
Yeah, but that's the thing, that honeymoon phase, like you said, is that's why we put on the T-shirt on the Gentile merch. Love and lust. You don't know what you don't know what you attracted to. Is it because of the lust make you do things, and then you got everybody wants love, but everybody keeps running into lust.
I'd be cool with that moving in. I can wait on that now.
I really am, because I done got comfortable with my
You piece. Can come over. You can come over, spend the night. I really don't want you to spend the night. You might take my key and go copy it.
You're going to pop up. So I'm here.
It'd be like on thin line between love and hate.
Yeah, you gotta know who you're dealing with then. Make sure she ain't crazy.
Especially you date somebody like out of not from the same area you from. Now you move in, man, that should be scary. Hey, moving somebody end up being crazy or weird as hell.
Take you and your burnt bacon and get the fuck out of my house.
You wake up, they staring at you like, what?
Man, that had to happen to me. I about hit them. I ain't saying no name, but she know who she is. I'm about to hit her ass. What the fuck are you doing?
Did she tell you why she was staring at you?
I ain't trying to sound cliche. I think she was saying like she liked watching me sleep or some shit.
That shit weird. That shit weird me out. Like, hell no. Nah. Like,
I think I rolled back over. I think I prayed too.
I'm one of those people. I can feel you looking at me.
You think you pray?
Hey, yo. But yeah, they you gotta watch who you, because everybody be all cool. But like what Martin said, you didn't know he was crazy, deranged, and all that shit. You'd be surprised.
All right, you gotta do your research.
You'd be surprised. You be surprised, and you be surprised, and you be scared.
That's the best it is. You find out somebody that's throwed off, and you've been talking to them and shit. Like, God damn.
What happened to you? It's like you be like, and then you start questioning yourself. Like, I need to do better. On some real shit, like on your journey to your relationship or some shit like that, and you talk to people and all that stuff, and you ran into some crazy, crazy people. Don't you be like, don't you just be like, damn,
is it me?
Yeah. I said, Drew, you are too damn gullible.
It's like I deserve better. It's like you be like, I deserve better. It's just like,
I've been feeling like that lady, not dealing with crazy people, but I might have said this in our last show, but like I legit feel like sometimes it's me now, because I'm like, I've never been curved this much in my life. Like,
we're
all of a sudden we consistent with, you know, communication, and all of a sudden you text them back 2-3 days later with the conversation that we just had 2-3 days before. Like, I never had that, and it's so weird. I'm like, damn, is it me? Like, or is it because I'm in my 30s now? Like, what is it?
Yeah,
it's so weird.
Yeah,
with no explanation.
If you just ask another, like you just sit there and they hit you back 3 days. Like, damn, you didn't see this. But they replied back, and they seen it. It's like, wow.
Yeah, to your ass on social media. I know that shit popped up.
I'm like, oh, well, fuck me. But then when you got some, like, it's like when you want to, like, interact with them, they don't fuck with you. But when you out doing your own shit and you doing all the glitz and glam and you just getting yourself right, then they want to hit you up. Don't you hate that shit?
Yeah, because, like, three guys that I was, you know what I'm saying, kind of consistent with, you know, talking to, might have went on one or two few dates or whatever, and they was the main ones, you know, wouldn't respond back, but always watching my story now, every single last one of them. Now, that's weird as hell to me. Like, why are you still keeping up and looking at what I got going on, but then when you was talking to me, you couldn't be consistent with communication, you wouldn't text me back. Now just leave me hanging. You know what I'm saying? Not saying nothing. But you can look at everything I do on my stories. That's weird.
It's called incognito.
It's kind of weird, nigga. It just
everything. Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, I said it just, hey, we in scary aisles. I don't trust shit now. Like, I just be, like, well, you know what I'm saying? It's cool. I don't put too much in the shit.
Yeah, this shit just like, man, fuck it. What do you have to offer? 30 years old. I'm not 20 no more. I done been there, done that. What you got going there? You least trying to. Go ahead.
My bad. I was about to say, I'm finna get. Next person ain't come up to me, I'm getting straight to the point.
Do you want to get married or not? What are your goals for the next 10 years?
I wouldn't even say, are you going to be committed? Not even committed. Are you just going to even try to even, like, if there's no bullshit, basically, you ain't going to bullshit. Are you on the bullshit?
All right.
Everybody be on bullshit lately. People wasting each other's times. Because when you, it is like we said, when you, and I'm just speaking on being a man, when you saying, okay, if we going to be serious and I'm out here doing what a good man should, I'm being loyal. When girls hit me up, I ain't talking to them. Cause I'm trying to work on things with you, but you bullshitting me. So I don't waste my time, and I could be talking to so-and-so, but you hit me with some bullshit. That's the where the frustration goes. So
we're going to square up.
I don't even square up. Just be like, okay, that's what it is. Yeah. People love wasting your time, and then you be missing their own blessings. And you're like, damn, I should have talked to so-and-so, but I'm over here fucking with you. And that's the whole thing.
Niggas a weird B.
Yeah, man.
That weird, B. Eating a bag of chips.
You'll be all right. You tough. Shit.
Put that table over.
Shit, fuck that. He said, you want to go on a date? I'm broke, baby. Shit. Fuck it. Everybody be wasting everybody's time, and everybody need to stop doing that. Just be legit.
Wasting the hell out of each other's time. That's the crazy part. Like,
pretty much wasting time.
What we doing? Wait. I'm sick of taking you to the same restaurant. A lot of shit. Yeah. Over here just eating menus, looking at menus and talking. What are we doing? We're not compatible.
And now I'm asking, do going out like going out on like dates like that to restaurant, does that really give you a chance to know eat on one another?
Man, I'm about to start taking the motherfuckers to Starbucks.
Depends on the, I go just to get out the house.
Yeah, get out of the house. I'm talking about you. To me, planning a date is not just going out to a restaurant. I'm talking about take you somewhere like we can just talk and shit, and get to know each other like outside the regular shit. You mean like
first meeting somebody?
Yeah. Because you go into a restaurant, the bass is going to be focused on E. You know, the music's going to be loud. It's going to be loud in there. So you got
to. I always pick somewhere quiet but I can listen to them.
Yeah.
I'm going to try it. People want to do clubs and shit. So what the fuck and what?
Date to a club.
Yeah, I'm watching two step and some hating good just come out of nowhere and start whooping on your ass.
I don't know. I mean, I can't really answer that question because I'm a female, so I'm the one that get offered to go on a date. But
well, can I ask you? And let's be. And if you ain't yo, I'm gonna ask you this, and I want a woman's opinion. Now, if a dude comes up to you and offers you to go out on a date, he ain't really feeling them. Have you ever, I'm just asking, and you can be honest if you don't want to say no. Have you ever just been like, you know what? I'm going to see what it's about. And if it's not, it's a free meal. Mm. I'm just asking.
Not in person, but because I'm the type, like, y'all know I still got a little shy in me. So a lot of times I lie to dudes in person, tell them I got a boyfriend or, you know, get them the wrong name or whatever. But that's because I just don't want to deal with. But I did say, okay, let me step outside my comfort zone or whatever and see what he's talking about. Went on a date with him. He's pretty cool, but it's nothing like I would be like, oh man, like I really wanna, you know what I'm saying, continue, you know what I'm saying, with this guy. But I didn't do it to have a free meal. I just went on a date just to see what he was talking about because I was bored and didn't have nothing else going on. So I just went out with him. Okay. But I guess you can say, yeah, I guess that's the same thing as what you asking me.
Yeah, but I was just asking.
I didn't do it out of food.
Yeah.
I didn't do it for the food.
Yeah. Because I just want to know what's on, like, women's mind, like, when they get asked out by a dude that they feel like, you know, let me get out of my comfort zone, like you said.
Perfect. But you do have women that would do it just for the free meal. They see him and they already know that, you know what I'm saying? Like, he ugly as hell or he lame. You know what I'm saying? How women think. Let me just get this free meal out of him. But no, that ain't me at all because I don't even want to even have to deal with somebody I know for a fact I ain't going to be attracted to. But some women just low down, like they legit. Girl, he paying for my meal. I'm going to go get this free meal.
Yeah,
all
right.
All right, how about this? Would y'all, you can go for either one of y'all. Would y'all rather pay half of the meal on the first day or pay the full bill? I guess it's more towards the male.
Okay.
I guess see where we at. I mean, like,
but would you like, mind? Or would Shell mind going half on the first date?
On the first date, no. Especially if you ask me now. I'm the type of chick, I will pay for a date in general, especially if I ask, because I done did that before. And then I had a dude say he never had a female to pay for his meal before. He always paid every time they went out. But on the first date, nah, because 9 times out of 10, you asking me, so I don't expect to pay on the first date.
That's fair. Now, some girls do give off mixed signals sometimes. Like, if it's just trying to be friendly, then she pay for it. Some dudes can take it as, oh, she must really like me. Like, and people do give off mixed signals sometimes. So sometimes you just gotta be honest.
I had one. I said, I offer. I was gonna pay and all that. So you wanna go out sometime? She's like, why me? I'm like, you know the fuck what? The fuck it. God damn.
Well, she must think she ugly or something.
No, she.
But she said, why me? Like, why you pick me out of all the females that you can get?
No, she just hit me with that, like, why you want to go out with me and all that. I just said, because we were talking for like going on a month. And I said, hey, I just want to take you out sometime and do something. Because we'll be always, I don't like to text a lot because that shit get boring to me a lot. I like to actually do stuff. Like, yeah, we should just go out. So, why me? So, fuck it. Why you? That is a good question. Shit.
Damn.
That's kind of awkward.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of mixed signals.
What was you saying, though, Mike?
No, I'm saying, like, when dudes, like, when you're on a date with somebody, people give off mixed signals sometimes. Like sometimes a girl will pay for a meal. And it could be a friendly gesture, but some dudes will probably take it as, dang, she must really like me. And then sometimes if a dude does sometimes a dude will do something out of the kindness of their heart, and the girl thinks, like, oh, you just trying to do this so you can do this and all this stuff. And, like, people give off mixed signals, and that's why it's, like, a lot of communication. You got to be like, what are we here? Are we here for friendship, or are we here trying to get to know each other? And that's why, like, Trav was saying, like, where can we go and talk? Because sometimes a dude could take a girl to a restaurant, she feel like, okay, this is a nice friendly outing, what the dude thinks is a date. And it's all communication. You know what I'm saying? That's why I feel like, I said, sometimes you probably go, hey, let's just go, you know what I'm saying? Let's go do something. Let's go get some coffee go somewhere and just talk. And you got to be cool. You got to have, like, you can't have, because you can be talking to somebody and they don't really like talking. You got some people just like to text. And you got some people who will talk to you for hours and y'all be vibing. And then y'all be like, hey, let's go get some coffee. Let's do that. And they just want to be around your company. Or they'll just come to your house and want to watch Netflix. And sometimes you just want to be cool. And some people, you just want to come over and just watch Netflix. And, nah, I just want to chill. There's a lot of mixed signals. Do you think, like, sometimes, like, dudes give off mixed signals? Or sometimes you give off mixed signals? Or do you pick up a dude like, uh-oh, he think I'm doing this for this?
I don't think I give dudes mixed signals because, like I said, I don't even too much like talking on the phone at all. So if you get my time, I like you. I'm digging you. I do feel like dudes have given me mixed signals, especially lately. Especially, you know, when I was telling y'all that I was talking to somebody for like 3 months, he definitely gave me mixed signals. We had some fun, and all of a sudden he just started like just tripping real bad. So I forgot what your question was. I'm sorry.
No, you good. I'm just saying, like, do you feel like dudes give off? You answered it right. Like, do you give off mixed signals? You said, nah, you don't. You said, do dudes give you mixed signals? Like, yeah, you answered it right.
No, I don't. Like, for me, I'm so weird. Like, y'all probably already noticed by now. Like, I'm super weird. Like, especially when it comes to, like, really liking somebody, like, it's hard for me. Like, you gotta have something in you for me to really like you. Like, all the dudes that, of course, then try to talk to me, like, you just gotta stand out in some kind of way. And this one guy that I was telling y'all about, he stood out, and I really thought that, you know, it was gonna lead to something, and he gave me mixed signals like hell. And it really kind of pissed me off because I'm like, okay, you knew for a fact. Like, I was digging you. I'm now cooked unless you ate my food. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know I was digging you. Yes. And then come to find out, like, he was still talking to some girl he'd been talking to for the longest or whatever and had something going on.
Going back to what we were saying earlier, you was the rebound. Like, though I said, never date nobody who fresh out of a relationship.
Well, see, I ain't even, honestly, I didn't even know, like, anything. I knew we was Facebook friends, but I never really paid attention to him. And that was another reason, because we were Facebook friends, but I didn't really, you know, see him as much. So that means he didn't really post as much. And I kind of liked that. I'm like, okay, he don't do too much on Facebook. Oh, so that was one thing that attracted me to him. But then he was fresh from overseas, from being in the military. And so I was like, okay, so he ain't even been home to really, you know what I'm saying, get to. But I guess the girl that he was talking to, he'd been talking to even before he went overseas or whatever. And they probably just rekindled whatever they had going on after, you know, he got back or whatever.
Yeah,
I mean, and it was consistent at first. Like, we was talking about all kinds of stuff. Like, we went on a few dates. I mean, I even went around his parents like a few times, over around his family a few times. We went out to eat for his brother's birthday with his wife and family, and his mama called me for my birthday, told me how, I mean, legit, like, I thought something was gonna really happen, and he all of a sudden just I'm like, what the hell happened?
Yeah.
And me being me, like, I'm so prideful, and I like to say I'm so strong-minded, like, I just cut it off just like that without even questioning nothing, like, because, nigga, you not going to play me on too much of like, I just cut it out. Like, he ain't here for me. And even now, like, every now and then, he'll like my love my pictures or certain type of things. He'll you know, like it or whatever. But I don't pay him no mind. Like, I ain't never met you. That's how I am. Like, I don't know you. Like, I never met you a day in my life.
Yeah, a funeral for him in a mind. Yeah.
Like, they better legit. Like, once you just play me like that, just better know, like, it ain't no coming back from that. Like, you just you back my friend on Facebook. I don't even know who you is.
Mm-hmm. Oh, damn, funny. Charlie Brown.
You know what I'm saying? No, I told Shell at her birthday party. I said, "What is it? Let's bring this to the podcast."
I got another side to me now.
No, I
got different personalities. But yeah.
That was funny, bro.
Can't do that. And then after him, I told him about the situation I was having, and he turned around and acted the same way. But I ain't really trip about him, because we didn't even really kick it like that. We just went on like 2 dates maybe. And he turned around and talking about, damn, you know what I'm saying? You know how they do that, and that's crazy, da da da. You turn around, you the same thing.
Bitches went down, they crazy folks. Shit, yeah.
That man said, she must don't know.
Yeah, one of those. I'm sitting here telling you everything. You're going to turn around and do the same thing. And so everything at him, I said, I ain't got time. I ain't got time for it.
Yep, that's how it be.
It make you the way you are sometimes. When people bullshit you, it make you. And I know some people probably look at me and be like, she stuck up. She got an attitude. She single for. Nah, some people just make you the way you are.
Yeah. Shout out to Monster. Future. Super Future.
But yeah, that's how it is. People just be like, dang, I guess being nice to people don't mean shit. And then next thing you know, you just start turning cold, and then you be like, you know what, fuck people, man. And just
you say that the other day.
Yeah, I've been feeling like, fuck people. Like, I don't even want to deal with folks no more.
You know, you just want to be to your lonely, because like, damn, I'm trying to, you know what I'm saying, but fuck it. I'm
feeling like, though, for real.
Yeah. At the end of the day, just, hey, ride with who's gonna ride with you. And if you don't fuck with me, just phone. Hey, it's all good. But, yo, what time is it? Good Lord.
Hey, I don't have to wrap it up. Damn, I'm gonna tell the clock. Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, take your time while dating. Just don't just because you're lonely, don't make no bad decision. And pick some shit. So take your time when you're trying to date or possibly move, get serious with somebody.
Well, for real, we appreciate y'all tuning in with us. And as always, we in the jungle, baby.
taught me what you talking about. Cause all you freaky bitches want some dick in your mouth. See, I know you niggas watching how we live from the top. Baby girl, you know your worth, and come and cops on the race. Come and place your order for this new world order. Gin Talk Podcast of the Year.
Hey, yo, man.
Gin Talk, that's all I